AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Manulife closes 0.4% below its 52-week high as fair value premium nears 50%. Manulife's weekly advance kept the life insurer in a constructive regime, but average volume leaves the latest push short of emphatic confirmation. Research brief. Manulife Financial rose 4.1% in the week ended 12 June to $40.31, only 0.4% below its 52-week high of $40.47. The trend signal remains active for a 10th week. Market dynamics is positive, and relative strength has improved sharply. But volume that 1.0 times the 13-week average keeps participation evidence only neutral. Key points. 1. MFC gained 4.1% on the week, 8.3% over 4 weeks, and 20.3% over 12 weeks, leaving the stock in the top 1.4% of its 52-week range. 2. The trend signal is active, with 50 of the past 52 weeks active, and price 11.2% above the $36.26 trend line. 3. Market dynamics is positive at 0.67, and relative strength rose to 8.12, but there was no fresh market dynamics buy signal. 4. Volume was 10.8 million shares versus a 13-week average of 10.7 million, so the near-high close was not backed by heavier participation. 5. The stock trades 49.8% above fair value of $26.91, making the valuation gap a visible risk if momentum cools. Weekly price action keeps the trend intact. Manulife Financial finished the latest week at $40.31, up 4.1%, bringing its 4-week return to 8.3% and its 12-week return to 20.3%. The move places the NYSE-listed life insurer at 98.6% of its 52-week range, with only a 0.4% drawdown from the $40.47 high. That is a strong position on the weekly chart, especially after the stock recovered from a 6.1% setback in mid-May without losing its trend signal. The trend signal has now been active for 10 weeks, and trend breadth stands at 96.2%, with 50 of the past 52 weeks active. Price is 11.2% above the $36.26 trend line, keeping the weekly regime constructive. The offset is valuation distance. At $40.31, MFC sits 49.8% above fair value of $26.91, so the market is paying a clear premium for persistence and relative momentum. Financials context is supportive, but Manulife is not the hottest name in the group. The wider U.S. financial services group had a positive week, averaging a 3.1% gain, with 72.0% positive market dynamics breadth, but only 45.0% trend breadth. Manulife's 4.1% weekly return outpaced the sector average and ranked 36th of 100 in the sector sample, while its 12-week return of 20.3% also exceeded the sector's 12.4% average. Within U.S. insurance life, the comparison is more balanced. The industry averaged a 4.0% weekly gain, almost matching MFC, while trend breadth was 52.6%, and positive relative strength breadth only 31.6%. Manulife ranked 10th of 19 for the week, 4th over 4 weeks, and 6th over 12 weeks. Peers such as Unum, MetLife, and CNO have also shown strong quarterly momentum, so MFC is participating in a firm life insurance trade rather than standing alone. Momentum has improved, but volume confirmation is still ordinary. The momentum profile is positive across every measured window: 1W at 4.1%, 4W at 8.3%, 12W at 20.3%, 26W at 15.8%, and 52W at 34.4%. Market dynamics improved to 0.67 from 0.51 the prior week and has risen materially over 4 weeks, while relative strength reached 8.12 after sitting near 0.57 in late May. That shift supports the leadership continuation setup. Participation is the missing amplifier. Latest volume was 10.8 million shares, essentially in line with the 13-week average of 10.7 million and the 52-week average of 10.5 million. The signal state is therefore constructive but not forceful. Trend signal active, market dynamics positive, price above trend, volume neutral, and no fresh market dynamics buy signal. Risk is not dominated by a single top-level cluster, but the near-high position raises the standard for follow-through. 13-week volatility is 3.0% versus 2.5% over 52 weeks. And the stock has logged 30 upside weeks against 22 downside weeks over the past year. Average gains of 2.3% have also exceeded average losses of 1.7%, which helps explain the durable weekly profile. The key watch points are whether MFC can hold its position near the 52-week high, whether market dynamics confirms rather than fades, and whether the trend line at $36.26 remains well below price on any pullback. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would provide stronger evidence that fresh demand is joining the move. Without that, the fair value premium and proximity to the high remain the main checks on the bullish evidence. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.